It's Weekend with Wiser, and of course, downtown St. Pete, in particular Grand Central, will celebrate Pride Month and ended up this weekend with the parade on Saturday and the Grand Central Festival on Sunday. There are also celebrations all over town from Dunedin to Largo to downtown. I want to talk about the Imagine Museum. Their Summer Nights with Big Delights has so many things going on. Sounds of the Solstice with Moesa is June 27th, 5 to 7:30. That's 1901 Central Avenue. He's a local favorite. He's featured on Locotopia, and he's coming to the Imagine Museum, Indie, R&B, Folk, and Rock Fusion. Squid Game, The Glass Trials, a family-friendly experience, is June 28th through 29th, 10 to 4. Very clever concepts. They always tie in a lot of anime things as well. That's from 10 to 4, The Glass Trials, a Squid Game-inspired weekend. You can do 6 unique challenges, cosplay, and there are prizes. Family-friendly. Imagine Museum's Artist Lecture Series featuring Melanie Setch is July 1st, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Imagine Museum. She's a fabulous glass artist, and she's going to share her flameworking insights from across the world. She's been doing this for 20 years. Also July 1st is L.L. Kirshner's debut of her final book in the Queen Pin Trilogy at Book and Bottle. If we started in St. Pete at Web City, we then followed them over to Las Vegas, and now it's Havana Girls. L.L. Kirshner, catch her at Book and Bottle. Back to the Imagine Museum, Mind Magic with the mentalist Joshua Seth. He's genuinely amazing. That's Thursday, 7 o'clock. It's just mind reading to mind bending illusions, a perfect night out for both families and couples. And if you like magic and performance, please, please, the Zubrick Magic Theater, downtown's favorite magicians and performers. Always a good time Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Back to the Imagine Museum, July 8th, Laughter League with Dan Baxt. He's a comic, and top comics are going to be battling for your laughs. It's hosted by local comedian, and that will be really fun. Imagine Museum has so many things to do. Please think about going to all the museums, from the Dolly and the local murals to the Museum of Fine Art to the James Museum of Western Art. There are galleries, and of course, on second Saturday in July, all the galleries are open. There's so many things going on at the Ruth Eckert Experience. So, new things have been added. Strange Love, the Depeche Mode Experience on November 2nd. Donna the Buffalo on December 31st. That's where I'm going to be spending my New Year's Eve at the Capitol Theater. Stop Making Sense, a live event hosted by Jerry Harrison on Saturday, November 22nd at the Bill Hymer Capitol Theater. PlayStation, the Concert, March 8th, 2026. Is coming up. And then this weekend, Sean Hannity and Jimmy Fallon, Punchlines and Patriots, Saturday, June 28th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Ninja Kids Live on Stage, July 3rd at Ruth Eckert Hall. Classic Albums Live, Wings Band on the Run, July 10th, Bill Oppenheimer, Capitol Theater, and Yacht Rock Summer. Yes, absolutely amazing fun. July 17th, Ruth Eckert Hall. Get nautical with them. And then finally, my favorite event of the year, other than Clearwater Jazz Holiday and Suncoast Jazz Festival, the Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam at Ruth Eckert Hall, July 18th and 19th. Yes, Dave Koz and friends, Pia Bo Bryson, Brian McKnight, Jonathan Butler, Kiko Matsui, Peter White, and more. It is not to be missed. Getting back to the Pride Week, and there are other Pride events also going on. The People's Pride is going on. That is at the Universalist Church of St. Petersburg, 6 to 9 Friday. There's a Friday night concert with Gerard Benar. He was a background vocals for artist Iraqi Badu. That's at Janice Live. RuPaul's Drag Queen All-Stars will, Race All-Stars will perform 11 to 5. And Spitfire Comedy House is also doing some things. BayCare Sound has some incredible concerts this Friday tonight, June 27th, Slightly Stupid with Iration, Step Into the Sun Summer Tour 2025. Counting Crows, July 20th, The Complete Suites Tour with special guest, The Gaslight Anthem, again at the BayCare Sound. One of my country favorites, yes, Brad Paisley, The Truck Still Works World Tour with Walker Hayes and Alexander Key, August 3rd and August 21st, UB40, The Relentless Tour, USA and Canada, with special guest, The Fix BayCare Sound is the place to be. Well, season tickets are on sale for the Florida Orchestra. They have announced their 2025-2026 season. Cynthia Erivo with the Florida Orchestra, September 3rd with Eckerd Hall in Clearwater. Cannot wait. Let's join musical director Michael Francis and celebrate so much from the Huff Family Foundation, Masterworks, Beethoven, Mozart, Strauss, Tchaikovsky, and Beethoven, to the Raymond James Pop. Yes, the very own Bugs Bunny is at the Symphony, the Billy Joel Songbook, America 250, Troop Vertigo, Summer Breeze, Yacht Rock, and so much more. Of course, our very own Vincent Halls has his classics scene conversation with different classical artists on Mondays. Please catch that every other week on Radio St. Pete. July 4th is coming up, and there's so many things to see. The July 4th Festival and Patriotic Drone Show is going to be Catch the Spirit, Celebrate America. That is at the Hillsborough County Fair. The Pier is celebrating its birthday. There are going to be some amazing events. Please go to the Let's Go Guide and check that out. Other things that are going on this weekend, Southwest Pool reopening celebration in City of Largo is reopening this weekend on Saturday. There is the Laser Elton John and Laser Genesis at Tampa's Museum of Science and Industry, better known as MOSIE. The Tampa Bay Boat Show is at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is performing at Suncoast Theater in Newport Richey. Larry Alexander, My Year with Lizzie, as cabaret show at Free Fall Theater. In fact, Matthew McGee will be in studio with us. He'll be talking about the 2025-2026 season that is happening. Dean Napolitano in Nathan Wallace Comedy over at the Palladium Friday night tonight. Classic Burlesque over at the Palladium Saturday night. Eugene Torres is at the City Comedy Club in St. Pete Beach. And there's more. Do you know that there are so many things coming? American Stage has an incredibly powerful 2025-2026 season. They have a number of cabarets this summer. I encourage you to sign up now. We have them in the Let's Go Guide. I know the date, Nate Najar and Daniela Soldati will be performing. Also our good friends, Anthony Gervais. Lots of wonderful performances. But here's what American Stage has for you. One day only, The Good Peach is September 20th. This is going to be amazing. It's going to actually be at the Mahaffey Theater. Helen Hansen-French and our very own Alex Jones from Project Alchemy is involved with this. That's September 20th, one night only. The 100 Days, October 22nd through November 16th. The Scarlet Letter, reimagined January 21st through February 15th. March 25th through April 26th, Into the Woods, and the Hot Wing King, June 3rd through the 28th. This is at American Stage. And then, you know, the studio at 620 has a number of amazing programs coming up. I've got those listed in my Let's Go Guide. I also want to do a shout out for the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, who just celebrated 15 years as their Monday Jazz Jam. They will be doing the Al Downing Honors July 20th at the Palladium, 4 o'clock. Headlining is Le Jazz, and Erica Sutherland is the MC from Studio at 620. Our friends at The Sages, which is a terrific organization that produces plays for seniors to help them avoid scams, is going to present Dealmaker. It's a one-act play that will have audiences of all ages laughing and thinking about family independence and unexpected challenges. And it's here are the shows and the dates. July 12th, St. Patrick Church. July 19th, the Palladium. July 26th, Katherine Hickman Theater. August 2nd, Pinellas Park. This is free. It's a fresh and funny take on positive aging, family dynamics, and navigating life curves with a lighthearted, empowering spirit. You'll meet Bob, a spirited and slightly stubborn grandpa who's determined to stay in the driving seat. After a few mishaps, he starts striking deals to keep the keys and keep things quiet. It's going to be followed. The play, the 60-minute play, is free, and it will be followed by a 30-minute Q&A with Florida Highway Patrol and local law enforcement. It is a lot of fun, and you need to support Sages because they're a nonprofit just like Radio St. Pete. So, there is so much more going on. I can't even believe it. Christopher James, July 19th at the Music for Life Living Arts Center in Clearwater. Counting Crows, we talked about that, July 20th at the Bay Care Center. The Hindley Street Country Club, July 20th at the Capitol Theater. Here Comes the Mummies, July 26th at the Capitol Theater. Girl Named Tom, Friday at the August 8th at the Capitol Theater. You Should Know podcast live Saturday, August 9th at the Capitol Theater. Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs, August 15th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Classic Albums Live, David Bowie, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, August 17th. That's one I can't wait to see. UB40 is coming to the Paycare Sound on August 21st. Blith Spirit, it performs August 22nd to September 7th at West Coast Players. Classic Albums Live, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Legend, August 23rd at the Capitol Theater. Tyler Henry, The Psychic, August 26th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Over in Largo, there's a ton of stuff at the Largo Central Performing Arts Center. A tribute to AC/DC, July 26th. Kiss Alive is at the Largo Events Center on July 26th. The Evolution of Drag, July 27th, Central Park Performing Arts Center. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, August 8th through the 7th at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. July 19th is Clearwater Jazz Holiday Free Day, and that's going to be fun. We'll be there reporting live for Radio St. Pete. Beautiful, the Carole King Musical, September 5th through the 15th, Central Park Performing Arts Center. Cabaret at the same location, November 7th through the 16th. And My Fair Lady, February 27th through March 8th, Central Park Performing Arts Center. For 2026. Don't overlook Pinellas Park. The Linda Ronstadt Experience is this Saturday, June 28th at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. The Boss Project is July 12th at PPPAC. Souls, Sounds of Soul at Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center on August 9th. And Daybreak, a tribute to Barry Manilow at the same location, September 13th. So, for a weekend with Wiser, I encourage you all to get out and celebrate, go indoors and enjoy museums, galleries, and most of all, have fun.